Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, a new Imoda IPCAA report outlines how HCP engagement at medical congresses is expected to evolve in 2026. The FDA rejects AstraZeneca's application for a subcutaneous indication of Saphnelo, and Sanigen Bio enters a $1 billion global licensing agreement with Genentech focused on RNAi development. A new joint report from Imoda and IPCAA projects continued transformation in how healthcare professionals engage with medical congresses in 2026. The analysis points to increased digital integration, more targeted scientific engagement, and rising expectations for compliant, value-driven interactions as pharma companies adapt to changing HCP preferences and regulatory scrutiny. The FDA has rejected AstraZeneca's application seeking approval of a subcutaneous formulation of Saphnelo for an expanded indication. The decision represents a setback for the company's life cycle management strategy for the lupus therapy and underscores the regulatory hurdles facing alternative formulations, even for already approved biologics. Finally, Sanigen Bio has signed a $1 billion exclusive global licensing agreement with Genentech to advance an RNA interference program. The deal highlights sustained big pharma interest in RNAi platforms as a way to expand precision-targeted pipelines through external innovation. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.